Who are you?
My name is Andrew W.K.
Andrew W.K., you're in here, Canada. You're touring with Danko Jones.
Yeah.
Has he told you about Kim Mitchell at all?
No, he hasn't said anything about Kim Mitchell yet.
Do you know anything about Kim Mitchell?
No, it sounds like a KM kind of situation.
Because you love partying, don't you?
Yeah.
And what does Kim Mitchell like to do?
Not
Kim Mitchell's a Canadian who says, I am a wild party.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a guy.
And he sings?
And he sings the song, I Am the Wild Party. I thought it'd be perfect for you to cover.
Yeah, we got to find out more about Kim Mitchell. Do they have that kind of record here?
Probably not at Scratch Records, but well, actually in the used bin, maybe.
Yeah, Kim Mitchell. Danko Jones, Kim Mitchell, Nardwar.
Do you guys have any Kim Mitchell here at all? No Kim Mitchell.
Is that a Vancouver person, or where are they from?
No, he's from Toronto. He has a song, I Am the Wild Party. Da, 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 da. And I thought with all, like, you're partying hard that you'd be into doing that one.
Man, we haven't ever covered a tune. That might be the first one we should do. He himself is the party, right?
I am a wild party, just like yourself. You're Andrew W.K. So, Andrew, how has Canada been doing? Are you enjoying the beer at all? I think you love Canadian beer, don't you?
No, Maudit.
Out of Quebec, right?
Yeah. It's the, you know, there's legends. You know, it's not just a beer. It's a whole story. It's a whole world. There's legends and history built into it. Lots of you know, flavorful, you know, ingredients and things like that that they don't put in beer in America or anywhere else for that matter. So I had that actually. I got that at a European grocery store in New York City where I'd seen these posters of the devil. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, that looks cool, and I finally bought it. It's quite expensive, you know, $8 for 4 beers. It's just more than I usually would pay, but it's so rich and creamy, like a big, thick, chewy milkshake. You can chew on it, you know what I mean? And that's when you know it's a good beer, when you can actually chew it. And one of those, two of those, you're set. You know, you're done for the night.
So how's Canada going?
Really, really good. Yeah, Canada. Canada's a big, exciting place for me because it's right by where I grew up. Meaning, you know, that the gateway for me to Canada was through Windsor, the Ambassador Bridge out of Detroit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, how much of Canada did you learn growing up? What Canadian bands, you know, what Canadian things are Andrew W.K.?
Well, most of the things that I didn't even know they were Canadian until well after the fact. Celine Dion's Canadian, right? French Canadian. You have Shania Twain, and you have a guy who worked on a record, Scott Humphrey, he's from Canada.
And the Leather Uppers.
The Leather Uppers, Sugar Sandwich, yeah. What was the other really, Hot Dog, Don't Sell Hot Dogs Tonight. Yeah, we really love the Leather Uppers. What was that band he formed after they broke up?
It was the Stinkies.
Yeah, the Stinkies. That's like, I was like maybe 14 years old, and I went to see them play, and I ended up not getting be able to go in, I think because it was an overage show or 18 plus or something, but I saw him from the outside, the chubbier guy.
Craig Daniels.
Yeah, he's cool. And I remember going up, and I was like, oh, I really like the Leather Uppers, and I got real scared. Yeah, I was real scared, but Don't Sell Hot Dogs Tonight. That was just like a great song.
A great influence on Andrew W.K.
It definitely was because it was so exciting and fun-loving. And I didn't really know, you know, I was coming out of this weird world. People were like, oh, it's a garage rock band. I'm like, what's garage? Does that mean they practice in a garage? They're like, no, man, garage rock. You don't know? I didn't know. But I guess that's what it's called now, and that's like a popular thing. But it was just good songs with a fun-loving spirit and a smile. You know what I mean?
And now you're Danko Jonesing.
Their drummer is so cool. Yeah. And they're teaching me stuff that I don't know. They're teaching me about garage rock and the blues. You know, they have a lot of songs that he's going to teach me about the blues. And I don't know the first thing. I know a blues scale is like C. You know, you got a minor 7. That's what makes it a blues thing. Like, nah, 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 nah. And that, you know, that's all I know, really. You know, I'm a piano-based learner. And because of that, you know, things come through the way of the keys for me, like a chub face. And he knows more about that stuff, so he's teaching me about the blues, and I'm teaching him more about dances that I know how to do.
Andrew W.K., growing up, you were in quite a few rock and roll bands. What can you tell the people about this band right here, the Pterodactyls?
Pterodactys.
Oh, I thought it was Pterodactyls.
Well, do you see an L there?
No, I don't.
That's Pterodactyls, then isn't
Thank you very much, Andrew W.K., the teacher.
No, there's
But if you could
no
turn spot. It over, don't be embarrassed to turn it over.
Here I am. I think I'm about 15 or just maybe 16 at this point. I'll tell you the story.
You're a very nice, clean-cut punker there with a filth patch.
I was just beginning to grow my hair. I had a shaved head. I was skinhead for many years. So I was just beginning to go into a new realm where I was like, I really want to get the hair long. And, you know, it's a commitment. And there's so many mid-stages where it's really frustrating. You know, you're almost at a mid-stage right now. Can you show Nardwar's hair? See how he has this gentle bob? This gentle, sweeping bob, almost like a Dutch boy. That's what we call a mid-stage. A lot of people hate that. Nardwar looks great with it, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't really affect him. But here I am at a mid-stage bob of my own. And about 16, really didn't know what I was doing. A very young child, still a young child now, but a younger child at that point, they had just kicked out their drummer. Their drummer had quit. So I got to be in the band for a good 3 weeks. before I was then kicked out again in favor of the returning drummer. And I really didn't know exactly too much. I knew it was really fun, exciting music, and I was playing drums. And I just was able to drive so I could get to the concerts, but I got grounded because he was actually my teacher at school. This guy here, Pete. Peter was my teacher, and I didn't do well on one of his papers. He got mad at me. Then my parents got mad at me via him and grounded me, which then, in fact, made him more angry because then I couldn't play at the concerts, so then I got kicked out. So, but it was fun while it lasted.
You look really cute there. Like, I mean, the way you look now compared to then, that's really nice. That's early Andrew W.K.
It's a pterodactyl. Yeah, it's a child mind.
But wait a second. There is an L in there. There is an L. Pterodactyls. What are you talking about?
There was left off the front, so I've ever since referred to it as pterodactyl.
You're really teasing me about that,
no,
are you?
No, well, I would never try to tease. I was just trying to inform that I was missing the L.
You love your punk roots, don't you? The Casualties. You took those dudes on tour.
Yeah.
Those Mohiked guys.
We got to tour with the Casualties up and down the West Coast, and that was like, whoa, you know, that was so exciting to me because here's a guy who's screaming, you know, really screaming those words. And the drummer, you know, the drummer's really, really, you know, confident and committed to a... And he said that's the only beat he really can play, and he's happy with that.
How did your crowd take to the Casualties?
Well, it was really the same crowd, I think. Like, it's actually, how did their crowd take to us is the better question. Because you got, you know, Liberty Spikers and Mohawk Bikers coming in. And you know, I was like, well, these guys are going to hate us, and they're going to try to throw things at us and try to, you know, poke me in the eye. And, you know, for a few minutes, I think they considered that. But then when they saw what an idiot I really was, they knew it was no use, that they couldn't bring me any lower than I might have already been in people's eyes. So it was really then a matter of them just saying, you know what, it's not worth it, we're going to dance. And they danced, and the Casualties danced. I got to sing a song with them at the Warped Tour. We're buddies. You know, and our new buddies now is Hatebreed. That's another band that we're really excited about. And we've been going and joining up with them since meeting them on the Ozfest. So
I think it's cooler you do stuff with Kelly Osbourne, personally.
The key of it is that no band.
You just interrupted my Kelly Osbourne question.
You interrupted my thing about Hatebreed.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong. I'm saying that all bands can revolve around this, and I can revolve around them. Kelly is a very, very kind young girl.
And you got to sing with her. Rawr, rawr.
We sang a song called She Is Beautiful. I think there was nothing more fitting and suited to her than that song. And she sang a verse, and I'd sing a verse. We'd trade back and forth. I'd do a jig around her, you know what I mean? And it was a way of saying thank you to her. And her
what did she know of you, or what did Ozzy know of you?
I don't know if Ozzy knows much of anything these days. I still haven't met the man. Sharon and her were the ones who knew of us because Kelly had come to our concerts in New York, and then I think that's what made her invite us to Ozfest.
What sort of interaction did you have with her? Did you bond over anything aside from the song, of course?
We bonded over a glass of milk, you know, and we bonded over conversations about her crazy life. And, you know, I was just saying, like, I think you're doing good, and just hang in there. I know it's tough. And it was just interesting to talk to someone so young who's done more than most people do in their lifetime. You know what I mean?
I was going to say there, Andrew W.K., Pete from the Pterodactyls is actually playing tonight in 25 Swabs in Vancouver.
That's a big deal.
He's playing in a polar bear pit.
What's that? In a zoo.
He's playing in a zoo, and you're playing in a Commodore.
Well, what we're going to try to do is I was going to try to go over there and take the whole crowd to try to bring more people. Where is that zoo located?
The Vancouver Aquarium.
Okay, well, maybe we can get over there. Are you going to that one?
I should be going.
Good, so we'll both go.
All right, Andrew W.K. in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada at Scratch Records. Now, you're doing a little stretch here. Do you come from a jockish family? Weren't your parents or brother professional golfers?
I did come from a jock-itch family. And, you know, my dad prides himself on being, you know, a bit of a sporty man. He plays a little tennis, he plays a little golf, he does a little work around the yard. My brother, though, he's the real athlete. He's taking golf and basketball, tennis, you know, baseball, whatever you want, to levels that I never even imagined. He's the one who goes and plays 6 hours a day.
Is he a professional?
Well, he's going to college now for it. Ball State University in Indiana. So I think that's his aspiration, is PGA.
Andrew W.K., looking at yourself, I'm curious, your hair, do you use any product at all?
I don't, actually. That's a good question. I used to wash it every now and then, but I found out the less I wash it, the better it ends up doing, because it gets so sweaty and dirty that it almost kind of, it's on its own now. It's on its own. It doesn't need outside involvement.
You don't squirt any juice into your hair?
No juice. An orange juice training belt is the furthest I go when it comes to juice.
Andrew W.K., looking also at your shirt, I'm fascinated by your shirt. Do you know where the individual stains came from?
These all came today from a blender concoction that we whipped up and I tried to consume to no avail, and I ended up dumping on my head. But, yeah, you know, some of these are stains from today, some of them are stains from yesterday, and some of them will definitely be stains for tomorrow.
But is it hard hard to stain your stuff. Like, every day, do you have to stain something new? Because you get your shirt ripped off every night.
It definitely takes care of itself. I leave it up to chance, you know what I mean? And I just I try to do a when the pants start to stink so much that I get nauseous, that's when I know it's time to wash them. Other than that, it's pretty
simple. How about any stains on your pants that you can tell us about? Any famous stains on your pants at all, Andrew W.K.?
You see these here. This stain here is a marker stain. These are mostly kicking stains, meaning kicking up against stuff and you know, kicking around and kicking out. But no, I don't have famous. There's stains going on beneath this zipper that are much more private stains.
And those, baboom.
Yeah, those I could tell about. If you know, they come from time alone, and you know, we don't get a lot of time alone. So when I get time alone, I really use it and I work it. And I, you know, you got to keep yourself fresh. You got to clean out the pipes. So you know, I do that. You know, maybe once a week or so now. I used to be a lot more, but
into a sock at all?
No, I don't use a sock. I go into my hand and wash my hands.
Working and jerking with Andrew W.K. Now, Andrew W.K., you're a great jumper, aren't you? You're a great jumper.
I try to jump as high as possible, yes.
Now, what are the hints for jumping? Is shoes important? Are shoes important?
You know, the lighter the shoe, the higher the jump, for sure.
Like, what sort of shoes you got those right there?
This is an ASICS shoe, and these are quite old, you know, worn in now. This has got that, you know, food stuff on them, too. I think the most important thing about jumping high is not actually thinking about it too much. Picking the jump that you know you can do, not worrying about how it's going to look, just about height. And the rest really takes care of itself. I didn't have any pre-planned jumps. Initially, it was just about height, you know, and that's where it's evolved from.
Andrew W.K., do you have cuts in your forehead? I heard you have cuts in your forehead that, like wrestlers, you can reveal blood.
This one here, I haven't opened this one in a long time, but I don't know if you can see that. I can feel the dent there. That one's an old standby. I could probably get it going, you know, with just a few minutes of work. And
yeah,
then,
if you could get us some blood happening, that would be great, Andrew W.K.
Let me see.
Because, like, there's always blood in an Andrew W.K. gig, isn't there, Andrew W.K.?
No, it comes and goes. It's not some. My goal is energy expenditure, and sometimes blood comes as a result of that. But most of the time, you know, it's mucus. Lately, it's been a lot of mucus.
This is an old wrestling trick, isn't it? Like cutting yourself so that the blood will appear later, right?
I had only been told that, actually, by you.
Thank you very much, Andrew W.K.
If you can keep teaching me things, that's good.
Andrew W.K., let's talk a bit about your band. Those guys you have rocking out there. Three guitars, three metal dudes.
Isn't that cool, Nardwar, to have three? Because I was thinking, here's the thing. If you have one, okay, let's say guitar and bass, and there's nothing wrong with that. I was just, for me, I wanted to have these holes filled. There's holes that pop up. You got a guitar and a bass. So the minute the guitar player goes into a lead or a melody part, whoa, where'd the guitar chords go? They drop out. Okay, so you can have two guitar players. Let's try that. Two, that means that you can have the chords and the lead, but then nothing can be doubled. So let's say you have, you know, both the chords going on, then it's a great doubled sound, or both leads, but then you have that hole again. So you're doubling, but you can never double all at the same time. With three, you have everything covered. You have leads doubled, you have the chord, or you have chords doubled, or you have chords tripled. There's no holes. Ideally, we want five, because that way we can double and triple everything.
But what's really cool is you have no solos. You don't have any solos, and you're doing metal. That's amazing, Andrew W.K.
We have leads and melodies, but no solos, because a solo then gets bluesy, and I didn't want it to get too bluesy. That's what Dango Jones is teaching me more about that now. I'm learning more about blues now.
I hope he doesn't teach you about the solo, though.
I'll tell him not to. Requested Nardwar.
Is the blood coming?
Well, it looks like something's getting going. It's red.
Yeah, there's a bit of blood
usually
popping out there.
Scissors or a pin or something like that.
Because it wouldn't be Andrew W.K. without a bit of...
bloody.
Now, Andrew W.K., the party genre that you're into, it's pretty sexist and homophobic, but you are nothing of the sort. It's amazing. Like, there's no sex in your music.
I never mentioned the word sex. Oh, I have one song called Make Sex, and the lyrics go, I don't want to make life, I don't want to make death, I don't want to make love, I just want to make sex. That's the closest we get to that realm. And that's just being honest, saying, look, I want to have an intercourse.
But you know what I mean? Like, the party genre is pretty rough. I think it's awesome there, Andrew W.K., you get up there, like, on stage, and, like, there's no sex happening. Like, it's this love for everybody.
Well, it really is, because I don't want to exclude. You know, this is unconditional, all accepting. And if it became too much of one or the other, it would actually become smaller. So I really want it to be big and empty and wide and nothing, you know what I mean?
Andrew W.K., your fans, signing stuff. Is it true you once did a signing session that lasted 10 hours and ended in somebody's kitchen?
Yeah, that's not uncommon. It's the way we work is by last call, last person served, meaning that I'll be there until the last person leaves. And that's, you know...
And it ended in somebody's kitchen?
Well, there's
like 10 hours of autographs. That's incredible. And let me just clarify. The autographs you give aren't standard autographs, are they?
Oh, no. Well, I want
to... You write letters to each person.
Yeah, I want to write a note. I want it to be something to remember. I want it to be legible. I want it to be more than just a quick thing. I want it to be something cool. I want it to be something that I would be excited about getting. And that's what it's all about, is saying, I want to do what I would want someone to do for me.
So going back to that story, the 10-hour autograph session?
Yeah, that's actually... happened many times. So yeah, you know, 10 hours, when we play festivals, you know, we'll play real early in the morning or something, and I have the whole day in front of me, 12 hours even. And the reason I ended in the kitchen was because these people were having a birthday party and they invited me, so I went with them to that birthday party. And you know, they had nausea posters on the wall and Amoebix patches, and it was like a crust punk thing. And so that was really exciting for me, you know, to get back a little bit to the filth, you know what I mean, that thing. So it was like a reawakening and a way of saying thank you, and also eating some cake. So that was all cool.
I'm quite satisfied with the blood there. You can stop there, Andrew right. W.K. I think it's doing pretty good.
It's not that hard. I get it with my fingernail.
I want to read you a little quote here, Andrew W.K., from Offbeat Magazine in Victoria. This is about your gig in Vancouver, by Nick Sheehan. He writes about autograph sessions. One of the many incredible things I witnessed after the Vancouver show was Andrew signing the digital side of a girl's CD. Andrew went on board the bus, came back a moment later with $15, which he gave to the girl so she could replace the album he just signed.
Yeah, well...
like, you gave the girl money. That's the devotion. You pay your fans. With cash.
She insisted on me writing on that side. And I said, you realize it probably won't play. And she's like, I don't care. I want it to be on that side. I said, well, let me go see if I can get you a CD to replace this one. You know what I mean? And I couldn't find one, so I just thought you know, she could buy another one. I don't want any recognition for that kind of stuff. Or I don't want any...
That's incredible, though.
It takes care of itself. You know what I mean, Nardwar?
I was wondering about the song, Andrew W.K., Party Hard. Have you heard of Harvey Sid Fisher from Los Angeles? Because he has a song called Party Hard.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, Party Hard, Hard, Hard. He has a song for each song in the Zodiac, but he also has a song called Party Hard, and I wonder if that was an influence.
My brother really likes him because he has those golf songs. He's a big golfer. And we like, you know, Pisces, and we like Talking About the Taurus, Talking About the Bully Bubble. I'm a Taurus.
When you get to L.A., you should invite him up on stage for, like, a big celebrity all-star jam.
And he could do Party Hard?
He could do his Party Hard, and it can meld into your Party Hard. And I got his email. I can set y'all up there.
Wow, we really should. He's an older man now. I have a great deal of respect for someone who's still playing music at his age, you know.
He's one of the most 10,000 photogenic people in L.A.
Yeah, that's right. He's so proud of himself. That's what I like.
Andrew W.K., I think it's also totally cool you used NSYNC and Britney as a benchmark.
Well, Max Martin is a producer.
Sound-wise.
Yeah. Well, he's a producer, and he worked with both those people, and what he really brought to the table was meshing sounds together, and I mean actual sounds, the sound of a keyboard, the sound of this drum, the sound of this voice, into making bigger sounds. It's just a technique. I was like, you know, I really want to use that. I don't want it to sound like, here's a guitar, and here's a bass, and here's a drum, and that's the song. I want it to sound like, who knows what's going on, but I can listen to the song, and there I hear it, and there's a million things happening, but at the end of the day, it all makes a nice big song that plays together.
How much time do you spend? You spend a year. It's amazing. All the tracks putting together. People are now using your record as a benchmark there, Andrew W.K.
Well, you know, it really was a matter of trying to attain perfection, which is impossible. But there's always the cutoff point. That's the hardest part of all. But I figured the more time I put into it, the more tracks I layered, you know, whether it be 90, whether it be 180.
Was there a lot of pro tooling going on?
There was a Cakewalk Pro Tools cross-section. And I would work on Cakewalk, transfer it over to Pro Tools, send it back in. It was a two-year process, thousands of hours. But, you know, it resulted in a thing. I think I've now devoted enough time to developing the technique that now I can record this next record in a much quicker time. You know,
Andrew W.K., is there anything? You almost made me go. Blah, 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 blah. Andrew W.K., wow, that was faster.
That's a taste of your own medicine, though.
That's really confusing.
Do you remember when you went to that person's house, you saw their yearbook thing, and you knocked on their door and tried to find that person?
That's incredible that you remember that, Andrew W.K.
I'm so proud that I get to talk to you about your stuff.
Well, I'm excited about you, Andrew W.K., and I'm winding up here. I'm just curious, is there anything missing from your music? Is there anything missing? I mean, you've done it all. Is there anything missing?
The next album, and that's what I'm working on right now.
And Andrew W.K., I'd like to ask you to do a favor for me. Could you maybe please, if I like give this to you, maybe kick out a little beat? Because you really are, let me get y'all set up here. You really are, let me start.
Ow.
Oh, hold on. Let me start you up here.
Ow.
Let me start you up here. You really are.
Get a ball.
You really are a keyboard dude. And I wonder if you could kick out a tune for the people here at Scratch Records. I got that beat set for you. Is that okay? Like that?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bring in the vocals!
Old bells, broken on time. Broken times, broken on dimes.
trying to earn many more dimes. Trying to earn nickels and dimes.
Let's change it a bit.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Andrew WK at Scratch Records here, showing us your prowess on the keyboard.
Oh, sorry. It's too much of its own melody in our work. Can I? If I buy this dime, paid for it $10. Try to not feel. That was a swear. Try to not feel cheated for paying $10 for a dime. Trying to devote more time.
Let's kick it harder. Oh, sir, that's Baroque. Wrong one. Let's get your rock in here. Come on, now, WK. Let's get the party and go here. No. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Okay.
If we buy more dimes. If we buy more dimes.
If we what?
Buy more dimes.
Okay, solo. Show me your keyboard prowess. Thank you very much, Andrew WK, and doot doot a loot doo.
Doot doot!